back in everyone to a fantastic new Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are joined today by some new faces, some familiar faces, all in all to talk about a great, great company and great show that we had the pleasure of speaking with a few weeks ago. And now they're back with a new show. Joining us are members of Fresh Out the Box, who have a show on March 28th at 7 p.m. at the Players Theater on the main stage. Tickets and more information are available at theplayerstheater.com. Our guests today are several members of this group, including actor Gene Morgan, actor Igor Reyes, actress Chrissy Taylor, actor Alexander Toy, actress Abby Shores, and actress Shannon Harris. We are so happy to welcome all of these wonderful performers. So everyone in this full house, welcome back to Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Pleasure to be here.
I am so happy you're all here. I'm excited to dive into this because we had so much fun last time talking about Bloody Fintown, but now we're talking about this great, great show that you're all putting together. And I've been itching to know more about it. I can't wait to see the show. So let me start by having Gene. I feel like you are the ringleader at this moment. Can you tell us a bit about what Fresh Out the Box is and what this show coming up is?
Sure. So Fresh Out the Box is the funniest sketch show in New York City. That's a fact. it's pretty much, you know, a rule at this point. A sketch show that I created back in 2019. It's just a collection of great people, great actors. And yeah, it's a really great time. We have yet to have a bad show. it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I love that. And based on what we were talking about last time and you all as performers, it was such a fun time. I can only imagine what happens when you're on and in the moment. So.
Right. Right. No, this is whatever the complete opposite of Bloody Fintown. This is more, this is more fun and more laughter and more. Yeah.
Fabulous. Chrissy, I want to know, cause you're new to this conversation with us. How did you come upon Fresh Out the Box?
I actually wanted to interject a little bit that all of the lovely people you've named are not only actors and actresses, not only very talented performers, but also writers. We write all of our own material every single month, and then we co-direct in a collaborative fashion. We cast, rehearse, and put up on stage on a four-week cycle. So in addition to talented performers, the company also is stacked with lots of talent in producing, directing, writing, and in the case of some of us, one woman costume shops and prop shops on a shoestring budget.
Thank you, Chrissy.
No worries. And I agree. I think that this is the funniest sketch group in New York, and it's a fact. And if it's not a fact, then it might be a joke as well. But we've been doing it before COVID and a successful three seasons post-COVID that brought our company closer, and every single year we get better. So while it's true, we've probably never had a bad show, I can certainly say our shows have gotten better over the last few years. I think Toy can remember what I'm talking about. Come a long way since the Black Box that saw some of our most creative costuming attempts.
That is fantastic. You gotta love off and off Broadway theater where you just make you find a way and you make it work. That's wonderful.
Personally, I have a special tie to the theater that we have a residency at. My mother made her off-Broadway debut just down the street at the Minetta Lane Theater. And so it's really special for me to have this years-long residency on the same exact block where my mom got her off-Broadway laurels as well in the 80s.
That's wonderful. Incredible. Igor, I want to bring you in now. You shared some wonderful stuff about your company here, some great memories about sketches done in the past. What can audiences expect from this upcoming show?
Well, Andrew, I'll tell you what. Some silly nonsense. And that's what they should always expect, because that's what Fresh Out the Box is. In the best way possible. Yeah, I haven't been to the last rehearsal because I got class and stuff, but like just being in the room when we're all like pitching ideas and like writing stuff down, it's always a blast. And yeah, just like Chrissy said, I don't think we've ever had like a bad show. So it's going to be the same for this one. It's going to be a knockout. So expect funny ha-has, as you should on every other show.
Love it. Abby, I want to know from you, again, another new voice to this conversation. What has it been like developing this upcoming show and rehearsing and putting it together?
So we're actually still in the writing phase of it. We have not selected what sketches are going into the show yet. But I will say with this group, it's such like a fun and magical thing to have a group of people who are enthusiastic to hear your ideas and build on them in the best way possible. Really, we're so collaborative, and that's something I really love about this. I can't even count the number of times I've come in with sketches and been like, I don't have an ending for this. I'm horrible at endings. And, you know, every time the group is there to support the sketch and help me find what it needs to end on the best note. So it's just great.
Fantastic. I love this. Alexander, I want to come to you because on top of being part of the company, I remember you're the one running the social media page for the
yes.
group. Is there a message or a thought you hope audiences are going to take away from the show on the 28th?
I'm going to be honest with you, it's hard to say. We've mentioned it. We are very much still in our writing phase. So we don't know what we're doing yet. What we have written so far is interesting. It is rough around the edges, but again, we're moving the best we can. But that's how this show has traditionally come along. I'm going to say something mean and everyone's going to disagree with me. We are a real garbage fire until our tech rehearsal. and that's kind of when we pull it all together.
You're right. It's not mean if you're right.
I think
if you don't laugh, it just seems mean.
It's definitely that magical sort of hell week kind of experience. Anyone who's done a show can regale us with tales. You know, it's that tech week magic that really helps people pull together under pressure.
And we do it in 6 hours on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Our last show, I remember being like, yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on with this show. It's chaotic. And my parents were like, so is it a bad show? And I was like, no, it's great, but it's so weird. Like,
I think our last show was our best show yet. And I think the main takeaway message is that Toy likes giant blow-up airplanes. Like, I'm sure what the main message was, that we need more light and laughter in this life. And yeah, I can't wait to find out what the main message of this show is. Crazy, it's only 20 minutes away. Exciting.
It's always great. I love doing, it's a great description because every time we go to tech and everyone's just like, oh man, I don't know if we can do this. Like, it always feels like so much stress because we want to put on a great show, but I've come to the point where like I never feel stressed. I'm just like, it's gonna be fine. Like every other show has been like amazing. And it's always been amazing. I love the confidence I've built to just be like, no, it'll be okay. It'll be a knockout like every other one.
Yeah, I think I said in the early phases of our last show when we were like, oh, this one's going to be weird. I remember saying we've done a lot more with a lot less. And I feel like that's like something comforting. However we feel about a show going into it is just like knowing that we've like pulled off things better in worse circumstances. So like we'll always have a good show.
Right. That's so true. Our track record speaks for itself. And where some people see garbage fire, I see diamonds are formed under pressure.
Yeah, I see a garbage fire.
Well, that's Toy. Toy and I co-balance the exec board for our organization. So along with Gene being the heart, Toy and I sort of serve as the heart and brains of the operation, or the brains and other stuff.
Liver.
Of the
spleen.
Spleen, liver. Yes.
Maybe just the good and bad angels on the opposite shoulders.
Well, I love all this. Shannon, you're the one voice that I feel like we haven't heard from yet. I want to bring you in and piggyback on all this. As a performer in the group, what message or thought do you hope audiences take away, or what do you hope to accomplish with this show?
I think with any show, we just really hope to accomplish the art of not caring. I think Igor is absolutely right about that. It's wow, Chrissy's judging me because she cares the most. Enough for all of us, actually. That's how it works. But no, I think Igor's kind of got a point when they said, you know, we kind of just come into it knowing it's going to be okay. And I think that's true, because just having like that confidence to be like, I don't know how I feel about what we're doing here, and then knowing that it's going to be great because the people you're working with are great. That's what it's all about, truly.
It was fantastic. I'm loving this. I want to ask my final question for this first part to everyone in the group. And this is either going to be really awesome or it's going to like be a giant cacophony. But who do
you... Knowing us, it'll be the latter.
Yeah.
Who do you all hope have access to not only your upcoming show, but to your company in general?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I mean, I think the basic answer is I hope everyone gets to see this. But in light of that, you know, just to pick one, I hope that people who need a laugh, and I know that's kind of cliche or basic, but like, you know, I've always felt that laughter can do a lot for someone. So whoever isn't just really down and really needs a laugh, I hope those people get to see the show the most. So I feel like we've lifted a lot of spirits. You know, we care.
Especially these days, that is a lot of people. I think one of my greatest treasures has been as we watched our company grow and auditioned for new actors and brought in new writers. We've seen our audiences grow not only in numbers, but also in a diversity of personalities and backgrounds and spirits that like means that we can shoot for laughs from every corner of the room. And we're not just writing for one kind of audience member anymore, which is honestly my proudest moment from the last year of work. So to answer your question about access, I hope everybody has access, but I hope anyone that wants a seat can afford and can enjoy sitting in one of our seats.
By the way, preferably people with money. Let's put that in there too.
That helps keep the lights on. Anyone else?
Honestly, I hope other people in the New York comedy scene come to our shows more and more. That's something that I would really like to see. I mean, I love supporting comedian friends from outside this group. I just went to another sketch show, their premiere show last week, and it was great. So yeah, I'm just really hoping that we can really build a network of other comedians in the city, because I mean, we have a lot of support from within, you know, we all support each other, boost each other up. And I think it would be really great to expand that support to the rest of New York City.
Totally, especially with our opening comedians doing stand-up before our shows to help warm up the crowd. You think it might be a great opportunity for some stand-up comedians and some people interested in sketch comedy to show up and get seen and to see other people's style.
Exactly, yeah.
If I could chime in as well, I mean, to further emphasize that this show really is for everybody. When we were talking about Bloody Fintown a few months ago, Gene had mentioned that we had a show down in South Carolina last October. And that show was the first time that we had performed as a group, not at a Players Theater, not in the state of New York, and not in front of a group of our friends and family. And the fact that we stood in a theater full of randos who had never seen or heard of us before and did a pretty swell job was, one, extremely validating, but two, I think further proves that, like, you know, this our style of comedy is for everyone. It does work. It works in New York. It works in South Carolina. So we're 2 out of 50. I think that's pretty good.
The people who I want to see this are people who need that extra boost. And when I say that, I mean like people who feel like they're in a rut, or they feel like they can't do something currently. Because what I admire so much about Fresh Out the Box is like this was something out of like one person who was just like, oh, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. And just went out and did his own thing. So I hope people who need like the motivation or the inspiration to go out and finally like do things or like pursue things on your own get to come see this. I hope they come talk to us and just be like, how'd you get started? One dude decided to do something. So I hope those people who need it come to see us.
Piggybacking on Igor once again. Yeah, I hope lonely people come see us. That's how I found my way in New York. I've been here 8 years, and just as like a lonely person going to events and seeing which one is home. And I hope that we can be that for more people.
Please listen carefully.
part of our interview, we love giving our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. And we have quite the full house today. So I actually want to just skip right on down to my favorite question to ask guests. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite theater memory? Or Alex, Jean, and Igor, what's another of your favorite memories?
I can go first if other people need a moment to think of theirs.
Please.
I was in eighth grade and playing Cat in the Hat in Seussical. And after a very long and filling production schedule on closing night, I got food poisoning mid-show and turning green underneath my white face paint. And at one point towards the very end of the show, I remember looking around to go, all right, if I have to run off stage and puke really quick between songs, where am I going to go and how? And I started plotting my escape. The moment came right before bows. And because it was closing night, the PTA, had asked us to do a thank you speech after bows. And they said, Chrissy's really great at improv and stuff. Let's have her just improvise a rhyming thank you speech for this list of names. So right before bows, I run off stage. I try to find a bucket, sweating, pushing kids out of the way, going, I'm going to puke. And then I watch as my co-star, who knows none of the lines towards the end and no way to close the show, is panicking. And I go, screw it. And I run right back out on stage, come up behind him. And as he's about to try and say something, I go, everybody, we're doing the end. I come in right on time, right on my cue, make all the bows happen, improvise a rhyming speech, and close out the show. And then immediately go backstage and lie on my back until my mom comes and gets me. I just remember through the show must go on at a young age. And when I walked into that cast party, the entire room did stand up and applaud, just like on Reddit.
That's fantastic. Who would like to go next?
I'll go in a totally more shallow direction. When I was just starting stand-up comedy, I somehow landed myself on a sold-out Saturday night show at a comedy club downtown. And I knew everyone there pretty well. I was probably like 4 months into comedy at that point. And I have kind of a tame demeanor for the most part. People don't tend to get offended by me until they know me well. Anyways, I was closing out my set and I did a joke that, you know, it's offensive, like comedy jokes usually are in some way, but it's a joke. And I had done it plenty of times. So it had gone very well. And then this one time, this middle-aged man in the crowd started yelling at me. He was like, you hateful bitch. And he just kept screaming it. And I, as a young comic, was so excited that someone got offended by me that I was on stage. And I was like, ladies and gentlemen, I got heckled for my first time tonight. I'm becoming a man. This is very exciting for me. And it made him so mad. And then I continued the joke and I was like, oh, I think I upset the DJ over there, because the second part of the joke he got offended about was moving on from the original subject on the DJs. And I just pretended like that's what he was upset about. And he got there because the crowd was cheering for me. He got so mad that he ended up throwing a soda in my face.
Wow.
And I was just so happy because I was a young comic and like everyone's like, yeah, you're not like really a comic unless you've like offended so many people or whatever. Like, you know, comics are kind of assholes like that. So I was like, I'm a man tonight, you know?
Wow. What? That did not go where I thought it was going to go. Wow. That is a fantastic memory. Wow. Thank you. Who would like to be our next victim?
I will. So I think my favorite theater memory is kind of just a testament to how much you kind of have to embrace the cringe to get up on stage and, you know, do fun, silly things. So when I was a teen, I did a lot of church basement community theater. Ooh. And so when I was 14, I was in the ensemble of a production of Pirates of Penzance, the Gilbert and Sullivan musical. And hell instead yeah. of playing one of the 19 daughters, I was 14 in drag as a pirate. And so take that level of embarrassment already. You know, you're 14, you're so self-conscious about your changing body. And then a bunch of adults were like, actually, you're going to do drag. And then what happened was during one of the performances, we had a little bit of time to ad lib before with Cat-like Tread Upon Our Prey We Steal, which is big pirate number in Act Two. And it's when they're invading the Major and Modern General's home. And I said very loudly, we're going to invade a castle. Very important thing to note about church basement community theater is that it's almost exclusively attended by the elderly. So then after the number, people backstage are like, Abby, did you curse on stage? Did you curse? I was like, no, I didn't curse. What? And like multiple people came up to me like, did you curse on stage? I was like, no. And it was like, well, someone said that you said asshole. And like people complained to the director afterwards. And then the next day we all got a talking to about diction. And it was just like, just so you know, castle is kind of a rhyme with asshole. So if you say castle, and I always look back on that. And in our last sketch, we actually had a pirate sketch, and I thought back fondly to my old days of being a pirate in drag and vowed to not accidentally make people think I said asshole on stage. They're going to think I said asshole. It's going to be on purpose.
I love that. Yes, that is fantastic.
I got a religious trauma theater story that I just...
Spicy. All
right, this will be my story, theater story.
You're going to say, but Gene, is it your favorite story?
I mean, fuck. All right, I'll tell it. So, like, back in 2004, I was... The biggest movie in 2004 in the summer was Napoleon Dynamite, and I happened to... I happened to look like the man. I look a lot like the actor John Heder, or Napoleon Dynamite. And we're having a church-based talent show, right? And the pastor's wife comes up to me, and she asks... She's like, Gene, do you want to do the Napoleon Dynamite dance for the talent show? And at first I was like, no. And then she goes, okay, you're going to let all the girls down who are going to be in this dance. So she guilted me into doing the Napoleon Dynamite dance on stage. And I did it. I fucking did it. Oh, man. Ugh. Yeah, so that'll be my fucking story. Sorry.
How is this the first time I've heard this?
Yeah, also... You didn't tell me you had dance background when I choreographed you into all those song pairs.
That's not dance background. That's shame.
That's shame. The Lord right there.
Yeah. I wore the Vote for Pedro t-shirt and everything.
I believe it.
I'm so glad you shared that trauma with us. Hopefully you're still working through it and processing it.
It's a fun story now.
Thank you so much for that memory. Alex or Igor, would you like to share one?
Yeah, I've got something in the hopper. It's not the Napoleon Dynamite dance, but I think it's pretty good.
Is it the girls dance? Is it the sexy Santa mean girls dance?
No, God, I wish. And in fact, that's going to make my story seem stupid now that you've said that. It's not dancing related. I was really proud of the show we put on last month, which was a few weeks ago now. Our last show, I was very proud of how it came out, and I was even more thrilled that. During our writing process, I was struggling to come up with ideas for sketches. I always do. I really have to rack my brain to come up with something that I can justifiably put on stage. And somewhere while I was working on it, sitting in front of a blank Google Doc, I remembered a joke that I made with my college roommates during my freshman year of college. And it was about a French performing artist who would eat things that he was not supposed to eat. And we really latched on to this one bit about how over the course of like 2 years, he ingested an entire plane. And we came up with the idea for a game show called Are You Ready to Eat That Plane? And we may have slightly bullied one of our floor mates at the time because we decided he was going to be the contestant every time. So we kind of just at random intervals would show up behind this guy on our floor and we would yell at him, Ryan Sarazen, are you ready to eat that Lane! And he was never ready. And eventually he did abruptly move out. But I took that, when I remembered that bit, I took that joke and I actually wrote the sketch version of Are You Ready to Eat That Plane? And it was our opening sketch in the last show. And I could not be happier with how it turned out. I bought multiple 10-foot inflatable planes. I am so pleased with the outcome. And I'm not really sure if the audience got it, but I don't really care.
No, they had a great time. Steven told me that was one of the best openings.
Actually, as a side, that was a really funny sketch, and I was glad to be a part of it. When Toy brought that to the rehearsal, it made Gene really sick.
Side note, I didn't want to step on his toes. I didn't want to step on his toes, but that's how I learned I had an ulcer.
And we didn't know that. We didn't know he had an ulcer until a week later. Because it was really funny because we're in the room and Toy's bringing up this guy or just talking about it. And I look at Gene, he's looking like dog water. He's like, he's sick, he's gagging at this point too. I was like, this is very strange. Like, it's
we really thought Gene was going to throw up.
Yeah, I had to move away. I was like, Gene, do you want to eat the plane? I'm sorry, man.
I was going to throw up.
It was just hilarious. So,
even though it caused one of my college roommates to abruptly move out of our floor, the sketch, the joke did save Gene's life. So I think it did put a net positive into the world.
There's Toy into high art once again.
Turning lemons into lemonade since 1993.
I was like, why am I getting sick just hearing someone eat a plant? I mean, it's disgusting, but like, why am I getting sick just like visualizing this? I'm not a nauseous person. Why am I getting headaches all the time? And then I went to the doctor and the doctor's like, you have an ulcer. I'm like, oh. So
that is a fantastic memory though. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Igor, bring us home on this.
Honestly, all my theater has just been fresh out the box. So, like, I think, you know what? This is actually, like, a very precious memory to me. Gene put on at For Auditions for his show on Facebook. And he was, I go and I thought I was lost. I thought it was, like, the Players Theater in Jersey. And I was like, hey, man, I'm out here. Am I at the right place? They're like, yeah, I got COVID. Come back next week. I come back next weekend. I didn't have anything. So the requirements were bring a character, a story, an impression, and read something. And
what are you doing?
You were there, Chrissy. And I go.
This is when he auditioned for Fresh Out the Box.
Yeah. And then I go, and he tells me he's sick and to come next week. I'm like, thank God, because I had nothing. The following week comes, and I still had nothing. And I come in, and I read a story about eating ass. Then I'm just like, what's an impression I can do? Kermit, like, hi. Kermit, Christopher Walken, Miss Piggy, just any Muppet. Then you're like, okay, so what's the character you have? And I'm like, there's a guy, his name is Andrew. It's like, okay, what is
this? This was what sold me on Igor.
and like, you know, I had the idea for it. It was like, Andrew the Foreskin Restortionist? I looked up a restorationist. It's not what it is. So apparently there's these people who go out and they're like, regrow your foreskin, take back your foreskin. It's for people who are circumcised at, you know, birth. So they're like, okay, you know, impression, great. You read that really well. What's the character you have? I'm like, his name's Andrew and he really wants his foreskin back. And they're like, okay, how did you do that? He's like, he goes up to people and he asks if he wants it back. I remember Toy's like, is he gay? And I'm like, yeah, if he needs to be to get the foreskin back. And they're like, that was great, man, thanks. And I leave, and I'm like, I fucking blew it. That sucked. I hate myself. And then, like, I think, like, a day or two later, or, like, a week later, he's like, hey, man, welcome aboard. See you Wednesday. And I was like, I can't believe I fooled these people into thinking I'm actually qualified to be a part of a group like this. And the rest is history.
That is awesome. That is like high art selling right there. That is awesome though. I love that. I love all of those memories. This has been wonderful. Thank you all so much for those. As we wrap this up, does anyone have any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline that we might be able to plug?
I'll take the opportunity. I'm a stand-up comic regularly, most nights of the week. I talk about religious humor a lot, but that's while we're on that kind of topic way 20 minutes ago. But yeah, always looking for some support there.
Shannon,
you'll
where
see
do you
Shannon here? She's really funny.
I'm mostly at Grizzly Pear Comedy Club, but I'm a few places hither and thither. I do a show in Long Island Long Island City every week as well.
New South Comedy Festival, Shannon Harris.
I did the New South Comedy Festival, yeah.
Well, my final question for everyone is, if our listeners would like more information about Fresh Out the Box and your upcoming show, or about any of you, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is probably the best way. Andrew, we talked about this. We're promoting Bloody Fintown. I run the Fresh Out the Box Instagram account. The best way to get a hold of us is to DM that Instagram account. We do have an email address that's freshoutthebox@gmail.com. And there is also a contact form on our website, which is freshoutthebox.comedy.wordpress.com, because I won't pay for a domain. All of that just goes back to me, though. So DMing the Instagram is the best way to do it.
Oh, I was going to say real quick, I think it's also worth mentioning that we're going on tour this year.
Yeah, we should mention that.
Yeah, I don't know how far reaching this is, but Gene just set us up for like a... Gene, talk about the tour.
Yeah, where are we going, Gene?
All right, so far, the three cities for sure that we're going to Harrisburg, August 8th at the Harrisburg Improv. August 10th will be in Pittsburgh at the Steel City Improv. August 16th, we will be in Roanoke, Virginia at Ursula's Cafe, and potentially Cleveland, Ohio soon, hopefully. Don't want to say too much there, but it looks good for Cleveland. So sometime in August. So yeah, those three cities.
Definitely follow us and stay tuned for our final tour dates and locations, because we're going to connect those dots with more gigs in between. And we're going to keep everyone updated via our Instagram channel, our Instagram stories and posts and everything, so that way you can follow us along on tour.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That's so exciting. Everyone, thank you, Andrew. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, sharing your humor, your stories, and of course, most importantly, this amazing upcoming show. I cannot wait. That sounds so wonderful. You have cemented a fan in me, and I'm sure many of our listeners. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
My guests today have been the performers Gene Morgan, Igor Reyes, Chrissy Taylor, Alexander Toy, and Abby Shores and Shannon Harris. They're all part of this great group called Fresh Out the Box, and they have a show coming up on March 28th at 7 p.m. on the main stage of the Players Theater. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting theplayerstheater.com. And we also have some contact information for this great group, which we'll be posting on our social media post as well as on our episode description. But make sure you come on out March 28th, 7 p.m. Join us for this hilarious and great group, Fresh Out the Box. We are so excited to be able to take this in for the first time. We hope you'll join us March 28th, 7 p.m. at the Players Theater. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.